In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning. Starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the King Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Week 3 in the books. How you feeling, Corey?
I feel good about it. Putting up a good amount of points, you know, got a couple 1 and 2 teams, but still like where the points are standing right now. So when you look at the fantasy executive experience so far this season, I like where I'm at. I feel pretty confident. Out of a 10, I would say I'm 8.5, 9. Solidly. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure. That's a good feeling. It's good.
Strong like bull.
Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing good this morning. You know, lots of injury questions already and who we should hit the waiver wire. You can go to rotoexperts.com right now. Joe Galina and Jake Seeley have their latest recommendations.
There you go. Matt Modica,
put Galina to work.
He is Wall Street. What's going on?
Things are good. 3 weeks in the books. I'm very happy, and hopefully week 4 gets even better.
Week 4, of course. We're not going to talk so much about week 4 and lineup decisions.
But you can at the Olin kid and ask him any kind of lineup questions.
That's what he's here for.
That's what you do. And then what another thing that he likes when you do, too, like today is Tuesday. When you come up on a friend's day, make sure you have your week 4 questions.
There you go.
He likes to answer those.
Fantasy football.
Likes to get him out the way early in the week.
Yeah. Send everybody one mass link.
Comes up 9 a.m. Eastern time. Now, gentlemen, last night, the Dallas Cowboys defeated the Arizona Cardinals. Uh-huh. It was a fantastic performance, in my opinion, by Dak Prescott, who was just everywhere.
Fabulous.
He was awesome. Running out of the pocket, scoring touchdowns with his legs, throwing just darts on his a dime.
Leadership.
Little flick of the wrist. Played well. It was a great, great game from Dak Prescott. It was a fantastic game from Larry Fitzgerald as well.
He was balling
13 receptions, close to 150 yards, also had a touchdown. He was all over the field, stealing balls, out of the air, scoring touchdowns. Really, really good game. For Larry Fitzgerald. But the Cardinals in general, they're in trouble, man. They're in trouble.
Yeah, they're in trouble. I mean, they're not a good football team, and I hate to say it, but Carson Palmer is the reason because of that. He had plays last night where he missed his lack of mobility when that pocket is collapsing. There's nothing that he can really do. The O-line suspect last night. So they got situations on that offense that they need to fix. Really right now, the only person I'm trusting is his son, Larry Fitzgerald. It's already looking
like a lost season for the Cardinals. Like,
what's up, y'all?
The David Johnson loss is just too much to overcome. But Fitzgerald just had a spectacular game. That catch in the fourth quarter was just like, that's the most majestic reception I've seen so far yet this year.
This is a very nice catch.
Yeah,
you know, I love Larry Fitzgerald. He's a great player and stuff, but I'd be selling right now.
Yeah. It's excellent coverage by Orlando Skeptic on that play,
you
too.
Don't know.
I'm not so sure about that. It's like he is the offense, and he's going to get a ton of targets.
But he's also the one guy that you get to take out, and then what?
Well, we should break that down when we come back.
He's consistently faded the last 2 years as well.
We can do just that. Talk about Larry Fitzgerald a little bit here. It's Rodo Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to 3 guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package.
Hey.
All right, we're back here. And the question was, before we went to break, was in regards to Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Fitz.
Matt said, you're selling right now. Use this game. Take this opportunity to get rid of him. Scott's like, I don't know about that. Corey, where are you?
Well, it's interesting because Scott makes mention to the fact that he's the only piece in the offense. Last night, you know, the Cowboys that slot corner. When Scandrick wasn't in there, so you saw Scandrick leave the game at one point. Laffish Gerald was able to get to work through his numbers. And it's not like Scandrick is this shutdown guy anyway. You know what I'm saying? Laffish Gerald's a Hall of Famer. The thing about it is the poor player Carson Palmer is going to have his numbers fluctuating at times this season, so I get that. But then Scott makes a good point that he's the only piece in the offense. So where I stand is right now is I would hold, because they can't be that bad. And what are you holding? You holding him as a wide receiver 3 or wide receiver 4? I don't have a problem with that.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying you don't entertain an offer necessarily, but I'm not going to go out and aggressively have an objective of trying to get rid of him necessarily. This guy led the league in receptions last year and is still playing at a very high PPR level. And you make a good point, Corey. Like, you know, you may have drafted him as a wide receiver 3. You know, he's still going to give you pretty darn good numbers.
So let me ask you this. So let's just say you get, I don't know, give me a James White. James White come in your inbox straight up for Laffish Gerald. You taking that?
If I need a running back and I had surplus as wide receiver, I would very strongly consider it. You know, given the context, strongly consider it,
Scott. Will, are you
the
taking
had
it, Scott?
That trade
we're on the radio, listen, Scott. Listen, are you taking it? Yes or no?
We're on the radio, so people can't see me punching you in your lip if you keep it up.
Yes or no?
Yeah,
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
You're taking it.
Yeah. I'm going to say no. Why are you saying no? I'm the one that's saying to sell him. He's going to have He does the next couple of weeks line up nice, but this is a guy that last couple of years has consistently faded in the second half. He has a tough second half schedule. Look, if you're not high on Carson Palmer, I don't think you really could be high on Fitzgerald. I get the thing. He's the number one. He's going to get the targets. But, I mean, teams need to take him out. I think you have to let Jaron Brown or J.J. Nelson beat you in that. I'm not giving him away.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a guy coming
in. James White is not enough for Fitz, in your opinion?
No. I want something higher than that.
You love James White, too.
I love James White. What? But I'm looking to sell.
So, and when you say he faded in the second half, I'm looking at last year, 12 for 132, 6 for 63, 10 for 78, 7 for 57, 5 for 43.
He caught 104 balls.
I don't know if that's really a fade.
Would you Chris Thompson or Larry Fitzgerald?
No, I wouldn't.
I'm going to stay with Fitzgerald.
Everybody stay with Fitzgerald.
Like I said, I'm not looking to give him away. I'm looking to get a nice return. People are going to say, I'm looking for the guy that has the point of view where he is the offense going forward. There is no David Johnson. So, you know, when you face tough defenses, I think it's going to be a lot tougher sled for him. I think the guy is a Hall of Famer, class individual, you know, one of my favorite guys to watch over the years. I'm just saying, if I can move him for the right deal, I'm not giving him away. I want something nice and
retained. Would you buy Jordan Howard? Would you take Jordan Howard straight up? Jordan Howard's
that's
in your fair. Inbox for Laffish Gerald.
Yeah.
You would bring Howard in. What about Tariq Cohen?
I might do that one, too.
You talk about the schedule, though, and I'm looking at the schedule, though, and there are more exploitable games. They got San Francisco coming up. Philadelphia has quarterback problems.
Look at the second half of the schedule.
I'm going down there. Like Tampa Bay, Los Angeles, they get the 49ers again. You look at the Seahawks, he can do something against the Seahawks because he'll play in the slot against them. He's done it before, yes. Houston could be tough. Jacksonville could be tough. The Rams, maybe. Tennessee doesn't have a good secondary. Washington could be tough. The Giants could be tough. So it kind of balances out.
As I stated before, if you believe the second half, I'm looking to get rid of him. I think Greg Sussman, who is a Larry Fitzgerald owner, is looking to get rid of him. He offered Fitzgerald for James White and then was countered this morning. For James White. The guy rejected it.
Yeah, this is what I was trying to say to you guys. You brought up James White. I had this offer last week. I threw it out there to the James White owner, Larry Fitzgerald for James White.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And then James White goes out and has his games. Like, well, let me see what Larry Fitzgerald does. Obviously, Larry Fitzgerald
goes crazy.
He comes back to me this morning. All right, let's do James White for Larry Fitzgerald.
This morning, I don't want James White. This morning, I want some more.
You think you can get more, yeah.
Yeah, this morning, I want more.
Who would you rather have going forward, Manny Sanders or Larry Fitzgerald?
Manny Sanders.
I think Manny Sanders will score more. Yeah.
Manny Sanders.
Yeah.
I would.
Trevor Siemian's playing better, too.
Oh, I'd much rather have Trevor Siemian than anything.
And they have a really nice playoff schedule. I think it's Jets, Indianapolis, and then maybe
Scott, what are you thinking about looking at playoff schedules?
I think now that we're 3 weeks in, you know, I'm more I'm more open to doing it. I'd rather do it after 4 weeks, I think. But, you know, but certainly would rather do it now than in July.
Well, I think if you can get the, say, the equal value of the equal player or better, and they have the better playoff schedule, I'm always going to go that route.
The Cardinals, like I said this morning, with Carson Palmer just being a statue back there, it's just not an offense that I want to just not stick with. I have Larry Fitzgerald, but just, oh man, I don't see this being able to sustain. Like, these games are going to come. I just don't see the consistency from Larry Fitzgerald. I'm nervous about
it. What kind of bad games are you going to get from Larry Fitzgerald, though? 4 for 50?
Whatever you got the last 2 weeks.
He had 18 total points the first 2 weeks. He put up 34 points.
That's what scares me. Like,
so he doubled his point total pretty much last night.
Yeah.
But where's he at in your lineup?
Me personally right now, he is my fourth wide receiver.
So he's a flex.
He's my flex, correct.
I'm not tripping off of it. If a flex is giving you 10 a week, I'm
you
no
can,
reason.
You can stream him.
Yeah. Well, not, you can't. I wouldn't go that far. That you got to play Fitz.
Correct. So on this team.
I'm going to play him if I own him.
On this team, my lineup is what it is. That's in the tight end, which I could move around. But this lineup is what it is. My bench is nothing. But these starters are as I have Kirk Cousins as the quarterback. Fine. I talked about him and Trevor Siemian. Then I have Julio. I have Davante Adams, Jordan Howard, Carlos Hyde. Forget the tight end, Derek Ebron. Crabtree and Fitzgerald.
I mean, that's a good team.
It is.
You got the surplus to do it, yeah.
But that's it. I mean, that's the team. Those are the starters.
It's all about, you know, if you have the surplus, you know, why not? It depends on the situation.
I think you look for the guy that needs wide receiver help in your league.
Can I spell surplus for you?
That's the guy you go to with Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah. He's got a nice couple of weeks ahead. He's coming off of a 34-point night. This is when you sell high, in my opinion. You know, you don't have to do it. I'm not giving the guy away, but I'm looking to do it. I'm the one that's going to sell high right now.
What are you looking at me like that for, Scott?
What?
Call me later so I can get me and you start getting ready for week four. And then we're going to call Cardano on conference call so he'll know that me and you are working together.
Really?
Yeah. He told me to do that tonight.
Really? The guy that made retire from fantasy football?
I'm just telling you what he told me.
I'm going to do it with you,
too? He was like, call me on three-way so I can know that, and show me that you and Scott are...
Call me on three-way so I can get advice after he embarrassed me last year. And we could both get advice after he embarrassed you in week one.
It's part of my duties, Greg. It's getting Scott ready for the upcoming week.
Yeah, it's part of his duties being a clown.
We'll couple more notes before we get to our waiver wire pickups, which is going to come up in just a few moments. Let's remember, Willie Snead officially back, reinstated yesterday. He's back. He's practicing this week for New Orleans. He'll be back in the lineup here on Sunday, as will Vontaze Burfict, by the way.
That was a madman.
Yeah, Kobe Fleener, I think he's got to take a hit, would you say?
I would absolutely say so.
Is Brandon Coleman still going to be the goal line receiver?
No, probably not. We could also, this week, potentially get back Will Fuller, Houston Texans wide receiver, if that excites anybody.
Oh, you know what? Maybe he becomes a thing with Watson throwing the ball. He can't go to Hopkins all the time.
He could. I was very impressed with Mr. Hopkins.
I'd throw a few dollars out on free agency for Will Fuller if he's still there.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah,
I mean,
as far as back to the Snead thing, though, how can we say that Coleman's not the goal line guy? It's not like Snead is a goal line guy.
He's not going to be on the field.
He's going to throw to the open guy, pretty much.
Yeah, but see, Brandon Coleman's snap's going to go down there. Uh-huh. You see what I mean? So it's like he's not going to be on the field enough to warrant. It was interesting, but he might have been on that team before Willie Snead, Brandon Coleman, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he was.
I believe he was.
Yeah.
Been there a while.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a thing either.
It's
by
not
the way.
A thing, yeah.
Okay.
I think Willie Snead's a good player, so I'm excited if I own him to put him back in.
Let me throw this out at you. Who do you think comes back first? Andrew Luck or Teddy Bridgewater?
I'll go Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck.
If we're going on Andrew Luck playing in week six, Bridgewater can't come back till week seven.
I understand. Do you think he's actually... The real question is, do you think Andrew Luck comes
real
back
question,
week six?
Say they both come back week seven.
Sure.
Who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have Andrew Luck.
The point of that topic was just to bring up that how ridiculous is Andrew Luck thing is.
I know.
And Teddy Bridgewater could be back first, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
It's unbelievable. That was all. That was the only reason I wanted to bring that up.
Does he play this year?
Bridgewater? Yeah. I think he does. I think it's going to be awesome, too. I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
I really am.
I hope if he plays, he's awesome.
Yeah, me too.
Nice to see. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The other running back note that I did not bring up yet on the program, it's that Matt Forte, it looks like the toe injury isn't a serious one. So, you know, you blow up how owners are celebrated.
Cut it off.
I think the celebration may have been slightly premature. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here on the Roto Experts, it's time to talk some waiver wires. Who are we picking up and how much we're putting down? We'll try to go over that when we return. Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the Morning. The waiver wire for some run tonight. For some, they run tomorrow night. Or for some, tomorrow during the day. Depending on what league you play it. For me, it's tonight. So, guys, I need to know who to pick up. And I want to start with the running backs. And, you know, people are always looking for running backs. You may have been a little bit nervous about a Melvin Gordon, a LeSean McCoy, a Jay Ajayi, or something along those lines. You may just be in need of the latest hot thing. Running backs this week. Here I have on my list for you. I believe it starts with Wendell Smallwood. Darren Sproles, we know, is out for the year. He broke his arm and tore his ACL on one play. That was crazy. Feel bad for him. Get better, Darren. But Wendell Smallwood, he's out there. Doug Peterson, for some reason, refuses to give the ball to LeGarrette Blount, their best running back, 30 times a game. They like throwing the ball, and when they throw the ball, they're passing down back to be in there. The passing down back is now Wendell Smallwood, along with Chris Clement or Corey Clement. But Wendell Smallwood is going to get the majority of snaps going forward in Philadelphia. If Smallwood is out there on your waiver wire, how much are you putting down this week on Smallwood? Matt, we'll start with you.
Maybe 20%. I just don't think it's a place where I really want to own the running back. Smallwood would be the guy that I would want to own. I saw a tweet yesterday that Doug Peterson said they're going to look in the waiver wire and trade possibilities. I said, you know, Tim Hightower would make sense, or if they want to go all in, go after Shady. It seems like a perfect fit.
So 20% you're going with for Wendell Smallwood.
Yeah.
Scotty.
Things don't change. It's a timeshare, I think, between him and Blount. So I would probably say no more than 17%.
So close to Matt.
I don't think he's a special runner.
So, all right, close to Matt, you're going 17%. Matt's going 20%. Corey Parson on Wendell Smallwood, please.
Hey, Wendell Smallwood, I'm going to get up close to that 20% range for Smallwood. Temper your expectations, though. Running the football is not something that's going to be a lot of what they're going to do in Philadelphia. I do think we'll see a mixing and matching of the batches with this kid Clement getting involved, also LeGarrette Blount also. So, but I think he is the one. If anybody, if you want to own any of them, if you want to pay for any of them this week on your waiver wire run, I think it's Smallwood is the guy.
Yeah, that's why I have him listed as the number one running back. I kind of agree with Scott. I don't want to pay 20% when it comes down to Wendell Smallwood. I just don't think he finds the end zone enough.
I mean, if you're going to pay 17, no, why not put it up to 20?
No, I understand that. I understand that. I ultimately don't think that Wendell Smallwood is going to do enough for me to want to play him every week. He's a guy I'd like to have on my bench.
You know, I agree with everything you're saying.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Like,
sure.
If you bid like 149,
right?
Always bid 151 or something.
Sure.
Don't like go
over,
there. So
get over the hump. Mm-hmm. Get over the hump. So if you had been 14, you might as well have been 16.
Don't check your swing.
I like that. I like that one also. So Wendell Smallwood, probably the best running back that's out there for you. But Brandon Oliver could be out there too. Melvin Gordon, as we just said, optimum recovery time is like a week or two or whatnot. And with the Chargers playing at 4 o'clock, you might need to get yourself some Brandon Oliver. If he's out there, Scott, how much are you spending on Brandon Oliver?
I feel like Gordon's going to like play through this thing and not get a lot of yards, okay, but still score touchdowns. But you do need the handcuff in case of injuries. I'd say if you're a Gordon owner, I'd go about maybe like $9 out of 100.
going $9 out of 100 for Brandon Oliver. Corey.
I'm a Melvin Gordon owner.
Sure.
I'm going more than that percentage right there tonight.
If I own Gordon, it's going to be 15% or a little more, 15 to 17%.
Yeah.
If I don't own him, probably around that 10%.
I think you guys are right. I think you're a Melvin Gordon owner. You have to go out and get yourself Brandon Oliver this week. Not that we ever say you have to always own handcuffs. Right now, though, it's clear the spot you have.
No, it depends on your situation. His usage in the offense is too much. So that player that comes in, even though Oliver is not as good as him, he's going to continue to see a piece of that at work because that's how the offense is set up. So with that being said, if you're an owner like of Melvin Gordon, you know, I'm going in.
Sure.
Well, I have to. Sorry. I'm nervous about my – I don't like talking about my bids on the radio because everybody is in my league. Is listening to the program.
I'm sorry.
They're looking for tips.
Deontay Foreman is owned in 17% of Yahoo leagues. Is Deontay Foreman, Corey, someone you, if he's out there, are going to pick up?
He should be owned in every 12-team league, and he's in that 17 to 21% range also.
How much are you going to spend, though? So 17 to 20%, you said?
Last week, remember I told you last week he was on the waiver wire mines? I spent 26% of the budget to get him.
I agree with Corey on that. I even said 25% to him last week. But in the Yahoo League, I think you probably get him for 10, 12 tops.
Well, that was what I was about to say. You may say 20%, you pay 26, you're saying 17 to 20%. He's not going to cost that much.
No, yeah, I'm saying in Yahoo League, I'm going, I agree with Corey, he should be owned in every league. Okay. In Yahoo, 10 to 12 tops.
I agree with Corey. You know, he said it all along that Foreman is the better running back than Lamar Miller. He looks like the better running back. But as long as Miller is there, though, it's going to be a timeshare. So I probably don't go in more than 21.
Okay. I don't think you, like Matt was saying, I don't think you need to do that at 21 or so.
You do want to ensure that you get him, though, if you go after him.
Sure.
I'm always a little bit on the aggressive side.
Right.
If I really want a guy.
Okay. Mm. What about, you talked about LeSean McCoy and being nervous with him. What about Mike Tolbert?
Oh, fat boy.
Listen, Mike Tolbert and LeSean McCoy split carries this week. Like, legitimately split carries.
But Tolbert's real upside is the goal line work. And sure. He was in there. He was in there was first in there. And second down.
Should have had a touchdown.
Yeah, they went to him twice. And look, the Bills' head coach is the Panthers' former defensive coordinator. And the fullback DeMarco and Tolbert have the same agent. And they were told they were going to be on the team, and they were going to have separate roles, so it's a thing.
And they do. Is Mike Tolbert more than a handcuff?
No, God, no.
Okay.
Can't do that. No, please.
I mean, you can say what you want. He's getting goal line carries.
He sucks. He's fat, and he sucks.
I won't fat shame. I won't fat shame.
That's not very nice. What is Ms. Tolbert has listened to the program?
She's fine.
Look, I agree with Corey because McCoy goes down,
then he sucks.
I don't care if she's listening either, but look, if McCoy would go down, I think that this could become a committee. I wouldn't see him as the next guy up. They could just start turning to Joe Banyard or Tywan Jones or
Joe
something
Banyard
like that.
Sucks.
No.
All of these guys suck.
Well, yeah, those guys.
It could be a suck committee.
At least Mike Tolbert got a little bit of NFL in him. You feel what I'm saying? But Mike Tolbert's not. He might catch a few balls. You can't put that dude on your team if you don't own Shady. Don't fool with
they
him.
They said Banyard and Tywan Jones made the team for special teams.
Yeah,
that's why they wanted. That's why they kept
him. So far, though, if you're not doing fab, if you're doing contingent bids, straight waivers like a lot of our listeners do, though, so far, I think Smallwood's got to be at the top of your list.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's why we listen to him.
Yeah, he's the best of these options.
He's the best of these options.
You don't have to pick up somebody every week, though.
No, you don't, but you need somebody.
Yeah, because a lot of people say, should I spend my pick because I'm first in the waiver order? Do I want to stay there, you know, or
right.
You have to be careful because they'll be like, I'm first in
the
waiver order. Oh, and they told me to go pick up, you know, Smallwood as the number one running back, and then they'll go out there and they'll cut Foreman and pick up Smallwood. And you'd be like, no!
It's not what I told you.
Well, yeah. I'll say this. If you're the number one spot in your waiver order, you're not a fab guy or girl, I'm not using that number one waiver claim this week.
I would hold on to it.
It depends.
Unless you are a Melvin Gordon owner. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're a Melvin Gordon owner
and
Brandon Oliver's out there, then yes, I would use it.
I mean, if you drafted David Johnson, you got another injured running back, and you're struggling for something, you know, then you use it.
Okay, continuing on, a couple of more running backs here on the list that I wanted to get to. You have Alex Collins in Baltimore. Scott, you've been on Alex Collins for 2 years now. Do you believe that he's going to carve out a role in Baltimore?
I don't think so. As long as West is there, he's the guy. If not, it's Buck Allen. You know, Collins is like a change of pace garbage time back.
Okay.
I was wrong on him.
Okay. I mentioned yesterday or in late last week that I thought Orleans, and really during the preseason, that Orleans Darko was the best running back the Giants had. I know he's not averaging much per carry, and I know that he doesn't exactly look good, and the Giants' offensive line is terrible. But he's a... he's the best offense.
Well, I wake up, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm yawning. Do you understand how these people treat me here? Huh? Do you understand what I got to go through if I'm not in here at 6:01 a.m.? Huh? You know how these people treat me? Yes, I'm tired. I am effing tired. I've been doing this for 7 damn years. 7 damn years. Waking up this time of morning, Greg. I yawn. I apologize.
Somebody give him a bottle.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I've been doing this 10 years and I'm here at 5 in the morning.
Orleans. You don't have the nightlife that I do, Scott.
No one does.
Orleans Darkwa
sucks.
Is the best running back, I'd say, on the Giants.
It wasn't he averaging after like 13 attempts, like 5 yards to carry last week? There was some sort of.
I'm just saying. No, if he's out there, just throw on your bench, man. It doesn't cost you anything. Just throw on your bench.
I can barely sleep.
And if anyone drafted and then dropped LeGarrette Blount, I'd pick him up too. Just saying.
You got work in the morning. Coming at a decent time.
One name, the last running back that I do want to mention that could be out there, and people are forgetting about it because it was so long ago since this team played. It's Matt Breida. I don't want you to leave Matt Breida out there on the waiver.
Not with Carlos Hyde's injury history.
Injury history. He cost you absolutely nothing this week whatsoever. He's only in 3% of Yahoo leagues. Pick up.
You
Matt
know
Breida.
What people do because the name is not relevant right now. Sure. They forget about him. And some people will cut him. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, you know, it's like Corey said, it's like playing the long game. Because, look, Hyde already came out of last week's games with injury. As good as he looks, he's injury prone.
Yeah, no, I'm for picking him up.
I'm just saying, it costs you nothing right now.
I mean, especially if you're the Carlos Hyde owner.
Well, you're an idiot if you don't have him right yet. If you're the Carlos Hyde owner, you don't own Matt Breida. But I'm saying, even if you're not, instead of paying for all these kind of scrubby dudes that we just named, go to Matt Breida for nothing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All right. We got about 30 seconds left. There is no other running back here on the list that is of any interest to me. Anybody, any other running backs in your minds, guys?
No.
Nope. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the waiver wire wide receivers. That is up next.
You hear this tone? Don't push me because I'm close to the edge.
On the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Two other running backs that you guys just tweeted at me, appreciate it, that I didn't mention on the show. Jamaal Charles.
You know what? That's interesting. But it's too many pieces in that backfield. T.J. Anderson, then you got Booker there. Charles is getting to work right now. Man, here's the thing. If you pick up Jamaal Charles, when are you gonna feel comfortable starting him? Exactly.
I agree.
A bye week, baby?
No.
His bye week. See what I'm saying, man?
You don't want to give up on the Jamaal Charles hate, do you, though? It's tough.
I love Jamaal Charles. One of my favorite fantasy players.
No, but I'm saying right
time.
Now, the fantasy hate. You know what I'm saying? It's like you were saying he was done, but he actually still got some speed and some vision.
He's out there on free agency. Yeah. I'll put him on my roster. But, I mean, I'm just, at some point, does the health give out? That's been my concern.
Yeah, exactly.
Until the health gives out.
I've been wrong to this point.
Maybe he's a bye week plugger.
I would put the bid in.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind owning Devontae Booker.
There you go. I'm on Booker. I can't really be on Charles. You feel what I'm saying, Scott?
Yeah. Well, the health, I understand. But as long as he's in there, you know, with the bye week coming up, you know, they are giving him a certain share of the carries.
No,
he's not, as you would say, Corey, the long game kind of stash, but, you know, in the interim, while he's healthy, he's a bye week plugger, I think.
Yeah, I can't put him on my roster to wait for a bye week to come. I'm always going to like somebody
better. The
bye
weeks are coming up quick, though.
The other running
back. I'm always going to like somebody better. In week six, when seven teams are on a bye, I'm not going to be like, oh, look, Jamaal Charles.
You're going to be like, oh, crap. You know, it's like, I don't have anything. I'm not saying you're going to feel good about it, but just say, well, I guess I'll put Jamaal Charles in. I don't have anything better.
I hope I play you that way.
In the deeper leagues I play in, I wouldn't mind if I had Jamaal Charles on my bench. I'll say that.
The other running back I didn't mention was Andre Ellington, people pointed out to me. Andre Ellington.
He did look good as a pass catcher last night. You know, it's you know, they were using him downfield on some routes, and Chris Johnson just doesn't look good. You know, maybe dollar make you holler kind of thing.
Well, yeah. I
would pick up Andre Ellington. I've put bids in for Andre Ellington this morning.
I've had Andre Ellington already this season. I've dropped Andre Ellington already this season. I'll probably be in my taxi squad all year long. That's my kind of guess when it comes to Andre Ellington. All right, before we get to the waiver wire wide receivers, I do want to mention you can go right now to rotoexperts.com/DKMS to learn more information about blood cancer and bone marrow donation. You can save a life, and it just takes a few minutes to read how to do it. It's at rotoexperts.com. It's /DKMS. We've all been personally affected by cancer, and I think it's important to learn how we could stop this deadly disease, or at least help cure this deadly disease, and some of it is on you, and some of it is very, very easy. You just swab your cheeks, and you send out the sample to the guys at DKMS, and they'll let you know if you're matched to be a potential donor. The procedure doesn't hurt. It's literally just taking blood out of you for like 6 hours, and that's it. And that's 75% of all cases are just like that. And then you save a life. It's a really, really good feeling. Like I said, rotoexperts.com/DKMS is the site to go to. After you read all the fantastic information, you sign up, potentially register to be a donor, or register for some more information, you can head on down, scroll to the bottom. There's a link at the bottom. You can play in a DFS game sponsored by us and the fine people at DKMS. You have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It's true. It's real. It's not us lying. It's no fine print. It's if you win any of our DFS contests here this week or next week or the week after, any weekly DFS contest, you qualify for week 17, you win in week 17, you go to the Super Bowl, just like that. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Please check it out, and please help. Waiver wire wide receivers. Again, not a great week for these guys either. There's nobody that extremely stands out to me by any means. A list of names I have here, feel free to, you know, chime in whenever, guys. Some of the names we talked about last week, Marquise Lee and Allen Hurns.
Oh, both of them should be owned.
Both of them
Marquise Lee has 19 targets in the last two games. Allen Hurns has back-to-back weeks of scoring touchdowns.
Marquise Lee in Yahoo leagues right now.
Not all garbage time.
Slightly
either.
Under 50% owned. Slightly under 50% owned. Allen Hurns slightly under 40% owned.
Grabbing both of them.
I agree. Grab both of those guys, both Allen Hurns and Marquise Lee. We mentioned it before. Will Fuller does come back potentially this week. He's a guy, put a couple bucks on him.
Yeah, I'm trying to get ahead of the curve, even if he's not back this week.
Yeah, it's Deshaun Watson, you know, can gun the ball, and he can't just throw to Hopkins, you know. So out of a $100 budget, if I needed some receiver help, I think about $7-8 might get him.
I don't think you need to do that.
But again, you know, if I want the guy,
yeah, I don't want him that much.
Oh, not badly. Would you rather spend, sorry, who would you rather have, Will Fuller or Zay Jones?
Will Fuller.
Okay.
Zay Jones, not a thing.
Okay. Just asking. Kenny Britt. He was dropped last week, which he...
He should
not have been dropped last week because of that matchup.
Britt and Yahoo leagues are currently owned in 44% of leagues, which means he's available in 66% of leagues. Are you picking up Kenny Britt, Corey?
I can't put a dollar on Kenny Britt right now. I can't. You know what I'm saying?
What about leagues that have $0 bids?
If you want to do a $0 bid, I don't have a problem with that. But the thing about his we saw everybody run, drop that bag on Rashad Higgins. They get, you know what I'm saying, egg on their face. Then you go back. It's no reason to chase Cleveland Brown wide receivers. If it's not Corey Coleman, don't worry.
If Kenny Britt's out there, I'm in a 12-team league. I'm going to bid on him. I'll put him on my bench and be happy about that. And even Rashad Higgins, we're all going to say, like, look, I bid for him. After that first week, it was a terrible game by him. I'm going to hope the volume gets back there with the targets and stuff. But it's also 1 week. I mean, everybody was talking about Chris Hogan was a bust week one, too. I look with Hogan. Obviously, it's a different offense.
Yeah, well, yeah, you said Cleveland Browns and DeShone Kizer.
But if Kizer's going to throw it up and stuff, somebody's going to catch the ball.
I think Hugh Jackson is training Kizer to get to open receiver, not to target one guy, not to focus on one guy.
Yeah, but the problem is, I've watched him in college. And he's not there. And he's not going to be there this year, I don't think.
I mean, I feel what you're saying, but for fantasy purposes,
I see what both of you guys are saying.
He's a quarterback one, two out of the first 3 weeks.
You don't know who's going to be in any given week. I agree with Corey. Then, you know, I know the history too, Matt, but like, who are you really cutting to get Kenny Britt? You know, it's like,
I'm sure.
When are you going to feel comfortable about starting him, like you said about Charles?
Time out a second. I just want to say, I'm sure people have players on their bench that are cuttable. Like, we all think, like, people don't have anybody that's not cuttable. I don't believe that. And I think people overreact and cut people instead of just putting them on their bench.
Is LeGarrette Blount cuttable?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I'm going to hold on because what's his name is gone right now.
Sproles is gone and Blount scores touchdowns. No, he's not cuttable.
How many touchdowns does Blount have this year?
Scored this past week, and I'm telling you, he's going to score more.
He has two touchdowns.
They're going to need him to carry the ball.
Two touchdowns, three games. It's not bad.
I just think with the Cleveland Warriors, with Britt and Higgins and these guys, I think it's going to be too inconsistent.
Okay, I'll say this.
But like you said, I don't mind putting him on your bench for a dollar. You couldn't need him to buy weeks.
If Kizer does develop over the next couple of weeks, then these are guys you probably do want. If he develops as a passer.
Matt's point is, what are you spending to get him? Like Corey said, like saying, I don't want him, but then Matt's like, what are you spending to get him? You know what? If you're only going to throw a dollar or two and it doesn't work out, you can cut him.
I mean, I always look at it as it's a long season. I want guys that... There was a lot to like about Kenny Britt coming off of last season. I understand, and there's things I don't like about Kizer, but I do like that he's going to be that quarterback. And even if game script might force him to throw a lot. So this may end up being a good thing. If you liked Kenny Britt before and you can get him for nothing, somebody cut him, why not put him on your bench?
Other wide receivers here that you could consider picking up, that includes here, gentlemen, Thursday night, Geronimo Allison. And I want to know, and I think this is an interesting name.
Yeah.
Randall Cobb isn't playing. You don't think he's going to play, Corey? I know that. Scott, you don't think he's going to play either.
I want him for multiple reasons. One,
okay.
If Jordy goes down, then Adams moves up. Sure. Cobb moves up. He has a definite role in an Aaron Rodgers offense.
Okay.
With Cobb banged up, he has a role in the slot. So this is a player that you probably should have got last week when he cost you nothing.
Sure.
And I'm going to be kind of aggressive to get him. Just in case. Look, he's on my bench on a top NFL offense.
What is aggressive mean?
I'm going minimum 20%.
Minimum 20%.
Yeah. I think, look, if you want him this week, you're going to have to do that. I mean, I don't think 25% is outrageous for him. You know, and it all depends, too. If you're a Randall Cobb owner, this is a handcuff. You know,
it is. Very rarely handcuff wide receivers, but I definitely see it. And look, we saw in 2015 that not everybody steps up in the Green Bay offense and, you know, takes advantage of it. We heard all that Jeff Janis stuff, you know, things, you know, like when there are other injuries.
Great white hope.
But, you know, he wasn't Rocky Marciano. But, you know, Geronimo Allison has shown in brief flashes throughout his career that they've given him opportunity, he can take advantage of it.
How much are you spending on Geronimo Allison?
I think he's like about a 2 to 3 week rental. I would probably spend maybe
he could be a 1 week rental.
Yeah, I would spend maybe about $14 for him.
All right, so Matt's going 20% minimum, and you're going 14%.
Yeah,
okay. I'll also put the disclaimer: I'm more aggressive on Fab than most.
Okay, fair enough, Corey.
If I need him this week, if I'm a Randall Cobb or something like that, I'm willing to go to that 23% range. If I don't need him this week, he's a 8 to 10% range guy.
If you're doing contingent waiver bids, though, and you need wide receiver help, though, you know, I would strongly consider making him your top pick.
Tyler Lockett. We mentioned him earlier on the show. If Doug Baldwin does not play, there's a good chance he doesn't. How much would you spend on Tyler Lockett?
I'd probably spend about $15 to $16.
So you're spending more on Lockett than you are on Allison. That's what you just said.
You know what? It's like I'm too much looking at 1 week here. I think Lockett could be just as good for this week, but maybe I should spend more on Allison. I would say revise it to say 17 on Allison and maybe 16 on Lockett, because if Baldwin doesn't play, and it could be a 2 week thing with Baldwin, I think Lockett can step up and replicate his skill set the best on that Seattle team. So I would do it.
Matt?
I'm probably paying less for Lockett. I would not mind having him on my team, but I'm probably going to pay less. It's probably going to be in that 15 to maybe 20% due to the possible multiple weeks that Baldwin misses.
Oh, my God. Which one, Lockett?
Mm-hmm.
Lockett is 15%.
All right, so there you go. Very similar numbers here when it comes to Tyler Lockett, yeah. All right, take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the program by talking about some of the waiver wire tight ends with the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Stick around. It's Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Is this endless love that we got going on?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's what we have for each other.
It's the last few moments of the program here today. Here on the show, I want to get some tight ends. And to do so, let's bring on our friend Jake Seeley. Good morning, Jake. All right, well, we don't have Jake, so I'll get the tight ends ourselves. Fair enough. All right, some tight ends on the waiver wire to pick up. I mentioned it yesterday. I mentioned it today. I'm mentioning it again. Ryan Griffin in Houston. Without C.J. Fedorowicz, I think Ryan Griffin could be a thing, guys.
Why not? They don't have any healthy tight ends, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. He's on the IR. Everybody's got concussions. Young quarterbacks do like tight ends.
Jake, are you in on Ryan Griffin?
Not really. Not outside of some of the other people that are on the waiver wire in just comparison. I see your point in the fact that there's no Fedorowicz, but they've had no other options at other times before, and Ryan Griffin's only been basically a one- or two-time game-per-year type of guy so far.
Okay.
But it's a different quarterback now. A young quarterback. Sure. I'm not saying go out there and go crazy for Ryan Griffin. I'm just – I think he's a person of interest.
People are going to start cutting
right, – like Clay Cook, Vernon Davis is still out there for Jordan Reed possibly being out this week. There's still a lot of options. You're probably right, Matt, but the fact is you're probably going to have to go deeper before you even get close to Ryan Griffin.
Can we do this Jared Cook thing again?
No, I'm not doing the Jared Cook thing. I will never put Jared. Jared Cook is not allowed anywhere.
I want to see you to write it, Corey.
I want to see you wearing a Bigfoot Lives shirt.
No, I can't do it.
As soon as you start, he's going to be one for 12.
You got to understand. Cats are going to start dropping. Henry's going to start being on the waiver wire. Eric Ebron going to start being on the waiver wire. Austin Hooper's going to start being on the waiver wire. I like David Njoku. I like and I like VD. I like Vernon
Davis.
And
you like Luke Wilson, you said.
And listen, I was legit the other day before the fourth quarter. I was legit about to say I was going to come to this radio show and say on Monday morning, cut Jimmy Graham and pick up Luke Wilson.
In one of our leagues last week,
that
we owned Jimmy Graham, we put a dollar bid of Friday night on Luke Wilson just in case Graham didn't go.
The other tight ends, at least I have on my list, Charles Clay still out there in a lot of places. Evan Engram, I'm still in on. I think Evan Engram's
Evan Engram's been scooped up in a lot of leagues.
He has been.
Yeah.
He has been, but he's still
Which
out there.
Smart.
He's still out there a bunch. Jackie Doyle is still out there a bunch.
Cameron Brate may still be out there.
Yeah, make
Cameron
America Brate again.
He had about 13 points.
And then Make America Brate again has the Giants this week. And you can get off on them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
I just keep playing tight ends against the Giants.
That's the guy that you want to bid on this week. You want to play that one week?
Maybe three tight ends like you do defense and just stream against the Giants.
Yeah.
Eric Ebron was a thing versus the Giants.
Sure.
And a good point by Corey, though. It's like,
he hasn't been a thing since.
Watch your free agent list and see who people cut. And then pick him up later in the week.
This is the work that I've done with Scott that Cardano has had me doing.
Yes.
And you see,
you see the development where his team is 1-2 in our league and mine is 2-1, and I beat him. So I guess you just taught me back what I taught you,
Scott. I want to see the after school special. The King and I, starring the fantasy exec.
This guy calls me old, and he's quoting after school specials from the '70s.
I got a baby face, Scott.
You see the work I put in with Scott is paying dividends. Cardano, you're welcome.
What's coming up on the fantasy football?
141-116.
Coming up on the fantasy football, a homeboy of mine just said that
Billy Hayes?
Nah, a DC football fan just texted me. He was like, he still looks like RG3 to me. Whatever, talking about Dak. So coming up on the frenzy, we go through the ones, let you know what positions the top 12 are in PPR this week. We'll go through the ones. We'll talk some waiver wire stuff, and then we'll give out our game balls too. Our game balls for week 3.
You want me to stick around for the show? Does it help you with your waivers?
No, Scott, yeah. I'm fine. I've been running waivers for a long time.
I don't know.
Time,
you're 1-2 in our league.
Scott, I don't play in leagues that Scott, all the leagues I play in.
You've lost 11 of 14, the last 14 in the league.
Scott,
we're in
all
together.
The leagues I play in, Scott, have Fab. You play in leagues that run waiver wire.
No, I'm in your league. We run Fab.
Scott. You said this morning that you had a league where you had waiver wire priority.
Yeah, I didn't say all the leagues. What are you talking about?
It's the Roto Experts in the Morning. Fantasy Football Frenzy comes your way next. Goodbye.